Welcome to John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass. John is the founder and CEO of Image Group International, an award-winning image consulting and personal branding pioneer established in 1989. This podcast will bring you old-school wisdom, inspiring ideas, strategies, and hacks for the new tech world. Here you will learn everything about personal branding, the system, the techniques, and the right mindset to have a successful personal brand, image, and reputation.
Hi there, and welcome back to my show. Before we start our chat today, I kindly ask you to connect with me on social media. My Twitter, X, is John_Michael. My LinkedIn is John Michael, and you can find me as Image Group International on Facebook. So let's get started. In today's episode, we're continuing our exploration of billionaire entrepreneur Naveen Jain's remarkable insights as per his interview in Entrepreneur Magazine on philanthropy and the relationship with entrepreneurship. One of the great takeaways from Naveen Jain's interview is the notion that true disruption happens when you venture into unfamiliar territory. So stepping into an industry you're not so well versed can lead to fresh perspectives and groundbreaking ideas. For example, that billionaires who are starting in this space, for instance, in space exploration companies, as an example, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Richard Branson. These are great examples of people with no background, for instance, in space exploration, in the whole industry as a whole, but have a nose for future trends. And this is really interesting because what I want to explain on that is normally what the education system would tell us is something opposite to that. You know, and a perfect example is like, do not go into a particular industry because you have no experience on it, i.e. No management experience, no leadership experience. And the reality is at times some of the greatest concepts have ever been created because somebody went in there blind, naive, if I can use that term, and also innocent, and started asking questions and seeing things from a different perspective that maybe the incumbents could not see. And I can relate on this from personal experience going into sports management, you know, and establishing a sports management agency with my partners. So the experience of that was we had little experience in the industry. We had few contacts, and we had little understanding of the mechanics of doing business in sports. This is very important. So we were fairly naive, but at the same time, we were experienced from the perspective of business. We'd run many businesses before. So the philosophy of business was not new to us. What was new was the industry. What we had an abundance of was definitely an entrepreneurial mindset, a hunger to disrupt old systems, and an attitude to never say never, you know, a capacity to work smarter and harder than some of the incumbent players. And this is exactly what we did. And what we did by that is, you know, go into sports management, as I mentioned, specifically, although, you know, we had some AFL involvement, the big focus was the soccer, football, from the perspective of FIFA football. And of course, we created an agency that transferred players from South America, mostly Brazil, Argentina, into the Asian markets. And that was very, very successful. And we did that for 10 years before we sold the company. It was acquired. And obviously, in that time, we had a lot of experience, a lot of, I suppose, insights into how you can disrupt other industries, even if you don't know much about them. Certainly, if you've had a partner in that industry that's had experience as well, that could also be a help if there's a, you know, a group of you. So Jane also explains, you know, that his fundamental belief is that entrepreneurs are definitely going to become the next superpower. Now, if you have a look at this, he's right, because all tech companies that are virtually booming today and have been for the last, you know, 10, 15 years, including Amazon, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc., all started with an entrepreneurial mindset. Now, of course, today they are conglomerates, they are big corporate monsters, but of course, they didn't start that way. They started with a very small team and they grew dramatically from that. So that definitely required an entrepreneurial mindset. And that's not going away because, quite simply, governments and political leaders and so on cannot create the change and transformation in society that business people can, especially business people with an entrepreneurial mindset. So Jane encourages people to think bigger than they can ever imagine, to the point where it might even scare them. And I certainly, from my experience, couldn't agree more. You see, entrepreneurs, in my experience, are fearless. Entrepreneurs are calculated risk takers. Entrepreneurs desire to make a difference in the world with their concepts. So they are just not business people that just want to make money just for money's sake. Although, I want to say this, if that's your passion as well, hey, I'm not going to judge, okay? But what I'm going to suggest is they love to create wealth, okay? That's just beyond counting the dollars every day. They want to see something beautiful created that's going to make a difference out there. And certainly in many cases, not all cases, hopefully leave the world a better place. So they are creating disruptors, you know, with a mission to move humanity forward. That's certainly my experience in that. Having said that, there's others as well that maybe don't want to move humanity forward. But I think if you've got the purpose to do that, I think you wake up every morning certainly feeling more alive. That's certainly something that I can attest to. Another highlight from the interview was how Naveen, Jane and his partner Anu raised their children. You know, and this is important as well, because in today's climate where you've got entitlement out of control, he would suggest that obviously his partner and himself have refined what it means to succeed with their children and, of course, as a family. So what he says is in the interview is that our self-worth isn't tied to possessions but to the positive impact we bring to the world. You know, and the example of that is all your possessions could be lost. Everything, your money, your house, even your reputation. What cannot be lost is your imagination. So your self-worth, your thinking, your critical thinking skills, and the way you view the world cannot be lost. So that's the sort of stuff we're talking about, the internal stuff, as opposed to all the shiny trinkets that people think at times is what's going to give them that happiness that they're looking for, or even success. So as Naveen puts it, don't be a parasite. And what he means by that is basically go out there and create from the perspective that you're going to leave some real value here, a lot more than specifically when you originally entered the planet. So it's about, part of this is around redefining success for his kids away from the traditional system of what at times we are conditioned to believe. Now, and I just want to reaffirm here, I mean, this is a very wealthy guy. Of course, he wasn't always like that. He came from a very poor family and he had to go out there and create. But he used his intelligence to create something that, of course, now he can certainly use to leverage and make a difference to the world and, of course, to his own family along the way. And, of course, if you Google his kids, you'll see that they are doing very well. Thank you very much as well. So he says, we told them that your success is never measured by how much money you have in the bank, but measured by how many lives you improve. So your self-worth doesn't come from what you own. Your self-worth comes from what you create. And that bit is something that, of course, personally, I've lived all my life. Being a creator originally as a designer, I know that creating is something that makes you feel alive. Okay, so I certainly agree with that comment that I would use that totally and lend it from Jane, because it's something that I also believe and seen to be very effective. So you can own a lot, but if you haven't created anything, then you are still a parasite in society. So don't be a parasite. And this is very important. What he means by that is, I suppose, in my experience, having worked with all sorts of different clients, is don't be a paper shuffler. Go out there and, you know, action something. Don't just yap on about it or just write about it, but go out there and actually create something from that thought. And this is the important bit, because it's the action that makes you feel alive. And the last insight I had from his interview was this: expect the unexpected and embrace it. Look, we've spoken about the unexpected and change in society previously, and we'll continue to talk about it. However, what I can say that I have said previously is this: we're living in certainly unprecedented times that things are changing so quickly, and disruption is the name of the game. I just got back from a seminar tour and I visited the States and parts of Europe. And I can tell you, the world is facing all sorts of problems, you know. So it's nothing new here that basically times are changing. And, you know, the news that you get is normally something that's designed to really confuse you, because the stuff that is happening out there is at times not something that you're going to basically get by watching news or even social media. You need to get information from great contacts, great networks, and of course, groups that specifically are thinking on the edge, are disruptors themselves. So as leaders and entrepreneurs, you know, we must embrace disruption and create better for the future. So wrapping up on our exploration of Naveed Jain's interview that I found, of course, compelling, and obviously we've covered that now for the last two episodes, we're reminded of the importance of fresh perspectives, audacious dreams, impactful actions, and embracing life's surprises. You know, we take a moment to reflect on these ideas and consider how they resonate with your journey. Now, think about the last few years. We've gone through COVID, a lot of change, you know, a lot of heartache for a lot of people, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of businesses that gone broke, and a lot of people that might not be any longer with us. So it's about embracing what I would say is the untamed power of fresh perspectives, for within them lies, you know, all the keys to unlocking audacious dreams and fueling impactful actions. In a world saturated with routine and mundane, it's the daring souls who dare to see beyond the ordinary and who grasp the ordinary with both hands. So picture the innovators, you know, who have shattered conventions, the visionaries who defied limitations, and the pioneers who reshaped history, all driven by the allure of a different lens through which to view the world. You know, they understood that stagnation is the enemy of progress, and that true brilliance emerges when we dare to challenge the status quo. Because remember, the status quo does not like change. They like things the way they are. So imagine when somebody, you know, likes things the way they are normally the winners from that, potentially, and you're not, you know. So this is where this courage comes into place here. You know, so life's surprises, and there are many, awe inspiring, I'd say, and challenging, are the crucibles in which our character is forged and our potential crystallizes. So embracing them with open arms and open mind, we tap into a wellspring of resilience and adaptability that propels us forward even in the face of uncertainty. So I implore you, and look at this specifically, you know, and Jain mentioned also about his family. If you have kids, if you have family, if you got young people around you, this is essential because they are going through many challenges today that maybe people of my generation did not go the same way, did not experience the same way, I would say. So seek out new perspectives, you know, let curiosity be your compass and let your imagination unfurl its wings. You know, and step away from the comfort of familiarity and into the realms of endless possibility with fresh perspectives as your guide. You know, audacious dreams is what transforms tangible realities. And impactful actions will echo through the corridors of time. That's how you're going to be known. That's how you're going to make history. That's how you're going to be recognized and remembered. So let us rise above the ordinary, champion the unexplored, and rebel in all the surprises that life gives us. So let us be the architects of change, the catalyst of transformation, and the guardians of boundless potential. The world is hungry for those who dare to see it anew and will heed the call to make their mark. So what I want to do is, you know, thank you for listening. You know, we hope that you found this episode valuable. As you can see, I'm inspired around change because I think it's the constant virtually will be with us for the rest of our lives and humanity forever. So remember, through this particular podcast, to rate us on Apple Podcasts and subscribe to more valuable content. I look forward to providing you with more valuable insights next week. And as always, cheerio and have a great week.
John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass podcast is sponsored by Image Group International, a global team of practical, digitally savvy personal brand and image strategists based in Australia, committed to maximizing your impact, influence, and authority in the business world. To learn more and apply for your personal coaching, seminars, and group workshops, please visit imagegroup.com.au or call 1-800-631-311.